We're back on with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, talking first ice on Little Bait and Auk. Thanks for hanging out with us a little more, Chris.
Yeah, glad to.
Yeah, it's kind of an exciting time of year. You know, every year this time, I get folks asking me, what's going on with the ice on Little Bait and Auk? And, you know, most of the time, it's so early compared to the other little inland lakes that it's like, look, if you got a boat, you can still get out there. But now it's here. 4 inches of ice in the upper bay, 2 to 4 throughout all the way, would you say, quarter mile south of the Narrows? Is that right?
Yeah, about that.
All right. And they're catching some fish. That's the good news. We talked a little bit about some nice walleye being caught east side on the upper part of the bay. We mentioned the live bait and the tip-ups, but I want to go back to something you brought up about jigging for the walleye and lures. What are you hearing right now? Or is it just an experimental time where you're basically hearing about all different types of lures being used?
Well, yeah, this early in the season, there's definitely no standout lures yet, so most guys will just start with what they have confidence in or what they finished up the season last year doing really good with. So out here, the swimming-type baits, like the jig and rapalas and the shiver minnows, far and away are the most popular type of bait they use out in the bay here. So you just got to kind of experiment with size and color and see what the fish like. Overall, the glow-in-the-dark patterns are always a safe bet. The water in the bay here is relatively stained, at least up in the far north end here. So even on a bright, sunny day, down in 20 to 30 feet of water, it's relatively dark down there. So having a little shine down there, something that stands out in that darker water, is definitely always a safe bet. But in the last couple of years here, the rattling baits have been becoming pretty popular. The ripping rapalas, the slab wraps, you know, just like rattle-trapped type baits, are starting to be more popular. Again, in that dark water, having something that makes a little bit of noise like that, actually a lot of noise, pulling fish from a long ways away. Lots of things to try out there.
Oh, good stuff right there. All right, appreciate you sharing that for the walleye fishermen. Let's switch now to the perch, because that's usually the first thing I hear about when the upper part of the bay becomes fishable with ice. So let's talk about what's working for the perch.
Pretty simple. Usually just straight up live bait, either 1 or 2 inch shiner minnows or else wigglers are usually your best bet. Either just on a plain hook or a small jig, any kind of a teardrop type jig. A tungsten jig's been coming more and more popular. Early in the season, typically see more people fishing on the west side of the bay. So right off the Kipling access and around Butler's Island, the big V bed there is usually good. Anywhere from 8 to 15 feet of water. And then straight out from the Yellowgate access would put you right like on the north end of First and Second Reef in like 8 to 12 feet of water. And those are usually good areas to start the season out for a perch. And, of course, anywhere you got perch, you'll have pike. So, you know, throw a tip up with a sucker minnow out there and you have a good chance of running into some pike too.
Which are excellent eating at a Little Bait and Auk in my experience.
Yes, yes, they are.
One of the most underrated fish to eat in that 25-inch range, so I highly recommend it. Last thing I wanted to finish with you is just safety in general on that ice. I mean, we got a nice warming trend happening. I think it's going to bode very well for the fishing and the barometric pressure, people that believe in that. Let's talk a little bit about what you believe could happen with the ice in 35-degree weather. Anything to specifically worry about more than if it was just under freezing?
Well, fortunately, it looks like it's going to be overcast most of the extended forecast I've seen. So even though the temperatures are going to be just above freezing, I don't think we're going to lose a whole lot of ice. You'll obviously, if it does start to shine a little bit, you know, you have to watch along the shoreline there. That clear ice that we got, that shallow water can kind of warm up and can make the ice maybe a little unsafe. So definitely just bring the spud bar with you. And, you know, if you hit the ice and it only takes 1 or 2 punches to go through, you might want to wait for another day or find some place else to get access.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, sure appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you probably on Monday now to get the report. Okay. After this weekend. Thanks.
All righty. We'll catch you later.
This is The Outdoor Show.